You're in the zone. Coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
Doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks, picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even in starstruck.
Welcome back in the zone, hour two. It was a quick first hour. We are live in Bryan, Arkansas.
We recapped the entire week last week.
So a lot of stuff that a lot of people need to get caught up in, including me, who was off last week. But we're at Hurricane Golf Country Club in Bryan, the Arkansas Health Center Celebrity Golf Tournament. Yes, sir.
If anybody emails you or says anything, complains about something I said last week, just let me explain it first, okay? Let me put it into context.
Are you telling me it's going to be down to just one?
I'm not even mentioning anything specific. I'm just saying if the situation comes up, I'm sure I can explain whatever it was.
Sure. Look, you always have an answer. I respect that.
It was
that.
A long day Friday.
I understand. You know, I listened to a little bit of the
morning show too, you know.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
Look, we all... sure you did. Yeah, I actually did the best job I've ever done of staying off my phone and not paying any attention whatsoever to what was going on back here.
I hardly paid attention
and
to what was going on the show last week, and I was here.
Yeah. Well, you're joined by a couple of Razorback legends. Jim Moody, who I get the pleasure to see on occasion around the golf course. He is going to be playing this afternoon here at this charity event. And Joe Paul Alberti, who is a fullback, former Razorback fullback back in the day.
The doctor.
Former teammates and now hanging out here today. And we appreciate you all coming on with us. And some great memories we were visiting about in the break here. Some championship years, bowl games.
Where do you keep your rings? Where do you keep your trophies and all your plaques and things like that? Do you have a room for it?
You know what? I don't keep them with me. I keep my daughter has all of them.
Okay.
And she keeps them.
Well, that's good. Somebody's taking care of
them. That's right. My daughter, she takes care of them.
That's good. My son has all mine, too. I don't have
that one.
I have a spelling bee championship from seventh grade.
No, you don't. Yes. I would smash you in spelling bees.
No way.
Smash you in
no
spelling
doubt.
Bees.
We were talking about the trip to the Gator Bowl, which is in what year?
It
was
59.
59 was the Gator Bowl. Okay. And you were telling me... that your father, it was his birthday, turned out, on the day of the game?
The day of the game was his birthday.
Okay, and you got a chance to make an impression and give him a nice gift.
Well, I was lucky enough to score the first touchdown in that game, and it was his birthday, so that was special to me and him as well.
Yeah. In those days, was it customary or did anybody give the football, let's say, like, you scored the first touchdown, would you... Back then, were you able to say, hey, I want that game football and give to my dad or something like that? Or was it just unheard of?
It didn't happen then.
You could say it, but you didn't get the ball unless you took it?
Yeah, just don't give back to the ref. You just run it all the way back to the sidelines.
Who was the quarterback on that team?
Jim Monroe and George McKinney.
Okay.
But
two QB system?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But back to Joe Paul's father. The whole team loved his father because he would come to Fayetteville and watch us practice real often, wouldn't he, Joe Paul?
Just about every day.
Almost every day. And we all got to know him real well, and we just we'd look up to see if he was there every day, you know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And so it was.
Well, things have changed a lot now. Now you can't get into practice, even if you are a parent most of the time.
That's true. That's
true. What are the biggest differences you see now when you watch college football or go to a game versus when you guys played? Obviously, the facility has changed and things like that. But
well, we played both ways. That was the biggest change. There was no platoon football. I mean, I think Jim would agree. Most of us made the team on defense. They picked their first team, I believe, for defensive, and then you played offense.
You were a fullback on offense. What'd you play on defense?
I was called the first monster man, where we overloaded the line of scrimmage, and I'd go to one end or the other, and we called stunts.
Yeah.
That was Jim McKenzie's defense from Bear Bryant.
Oh, okay.
If you guys could take one of the piece of equipment that they use now in football and use it back when you guys were playing, what do you think it would be?
Oh, I think it would be a better helmet, because I think a lot of us kind of got not cuckoo a lot of times.
What would you do? Just more padding, the face mask? Better?
I don't know, but I understand they have a much better helmet now than they did during those days.
Do you still have your one of your old helmets?
No.
I imagine that thing. No. You auction that off here. That thing will go off of big dollars.
Yeah, I'm going to guess.
I don't have it.
I'm going to guess that that's come a long way since back in the day. But do y'all get up to games much? You're still in Fort Smith, right?
Yes, we make most of the federal games.
Do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mr. Mooney? You go up?
I only go when I'm the honorary captain.
Okay. So every other week. I got you. Things have changed, though. We talk a lot about the business of it. We just had the SEC meetings, and certainly some interesting things came out of there. But Little Rock games, there's been a focus, I guess, or discussion, I guess, over the last couple of years about the need for those games. And you're from El Dorado. You're from Fort Smith. What are your thoughts on Little Rock? And you want to see the tradition continue, or are you okay with all the games moving to Fayetteville?
I have mixed feelings about that. Jim and I played there, several times. In fact, I believe we used to play four games in Little Rock and three in Fayetteville.
I heard Tommy talking about that today. Yeah.
And so that was quite a switch.
What kind of travel did you guys have when you did that?
Okay, we would stay in Hot Springs at that hotel that just burned down, the Majestic, the night before. And
so you would leave Fayetteville on Friday morning?
We'd go down on the bus, and we'd practice I think we practiced in Hot Springs.
In Hot Springs in their high school stadium.
Is that odd or what? That's wild, isn't it?
It would.
I mean, think about that. I mean, you're going another hour.
So Friday, it's a four-hour trip, I guess, in a bus going down the pig trail.
Well, it's probably more like five.
More like five.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Get there, practice, stay in Hot Springs, the Majestic. And there was no doubt you guys have, what was it, 10 o'clock lights out?
Supposed to, yeah.
Yeah. How often did you have it?
No, it was. We did right.
And then you would leave right after the game Saturday, or you spent the night in Little Rock and left Sunday?
No, we'd leave right after the game, because most of the times we played in Little Rock and stayed in Hot Springs, we would go back to Fayetteville that evening or night, wouldn't we?
Right, just after the game.
Yeah. How was your success in Little Rock versus Fayetteville? Did you guys have, was there any big difference? I remember when Coach Nutt got here, who I saw this morning, I mean, I think he was 17-0 his first. And, of course, the level of competition wasn't always, he didn't play a lot of SEC games there, but, I mean, still, that was a great run. Did you guys have good success in Little Rock?
Yeah. Well, actually, we lost two games, both 59 and 60. And I don't remember the specific games, but we had pretty good percentage in both places. I don't remember one being favored from the other.
Now, at that time, War Memorial had more people, was a bigger stadium, right, in Fayetteville?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Much bigger.
Yeah. We lost to Texas. We'd lose to Texas and Ole Miss most of the times, and that was the two teams we'd beat the rest of.
Now, you played, you said you played in the Cotton Bowl too, right?
Right.
You were already graduated, Mr. Moody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you in the Cotton Bowl, you played?
Duke.
Okay.
And we lost 7-6.
That's right. That was the first Cotton Bowl Arkansas had ever played in? Was that the first time?
That's when the Duke coaches accused us of not putting correct weights in the program, that they said that we were advertising being too small. And so Coach Broyles challenged that, and the day before the game they brought scales out.
You're kidding me.
And all of us weighed, and we were under the weights that were on the program.
Is that hilarious? That is funny.
I remember that game well, because I was living in Oak Cliff. I was playing with the Dallas Cowboys during then, and I came out to the game that day to see that game.
Now,
and
go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was all.
No, I was going to say, Because I know it used to be called, the first year they had that game, it was called the Dixie Classic, I think, or something. It wasn't called the Cotton Bowl. I don't remember what year they changed it, but it was right around then that they changed the name to the Cotton Bowl. So that was way early on in the history of the game. I'm going to look through here and see if I can find that out. Because I remember doing, I've done a couple of, when I worked at KTV, I did a couple of look backs on bowl history with Arkansas and things like that. I remember the Cotton Bowl being one of those unique setups.
And in those days, did you guys get a bowl game gift, any sort of gift that they do now where if you go to a bowl game, they give these incredible gifts to the players. And even in basketball, you go to the SEC tournament, they'll give you a bag full of gifts. Whereas back in, did they even do anything like that?
When we got off the plane in Dallas, they gave us a Stetson hat. That back then, a Stetson hat was,
it was a couple hundred dollars, right?
Cowboy hat, and we were glad to get it.
So everyone was wearing that Stetson hat?
Well,
not everybody.
Not everybody, but that was a nice gift.
Yeah.
We also got a piece of luggage from the Cotton Bowl.
It's pretty
good.
Very,
very nice Samsonite, which was, quality at the time and had the Cotton Bowl emblem on it. And there were some maybe smaller things I don't remember.
Okay, I'm in the wrong decade here.
What did we get in the
wrong era?
Gator Bowl. I don't think we got anything, did we?
A pat on the back.
Did you guys win that game?
Gator skin boots would have been nice to match that Stetson.
Did you win the game against Florida?
Against Georgia Tech.
I mean, Georgia Tech, okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Of course we did. Georgia Tech, they couldn't hold with us. I think they're still running the same offense they ran then, too. Okay, so the Cotton Bowl goes back to, I don't know what I was thinking, but it goes back to 37, according to what I'm looking at here. And the first time Arkansas played in the game, it was a 0-0 tie, I think against LSU, if I remember. Let me see here. I was just looking through this again. But anyway, so, yes, sir, go ahead.
I would like to back up a minute what you were talking about a while ago about the playing in Little Rock and playing in Fayetteville. The reason I would love to see them have more games in Little Rock is because of the South Arkansas people in El Dorado, Magnolia, Camden. They have great supporters from that whole southern part of the state and the western. And it's so much closer to Little Rock and more convenient. But I understand that they love to have the games in Fayetteville for the same reasons that they would love to have them in Little Rock. But it sure would help the fans a lot.
Well, there's no question if you've been to both Fayetteville and Little Rock, the appreciation, of course, some of the criticism is, filling War Memorial Stadium, and you fit more up in Donald Reynolds Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville. And so I don't know how much money is being missed out by not having it in Fayetteville versus in Little Rock. I do know, like you said, and I agree with you, in terms of for the fan base and rallying the fan base, it's second to none. It really is second to none. The event is really just can't compare it.
Yeah, you take Columbia County, you take Union County, Ouachita, that whole area down there. Boy, they really support the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
And so Little Rock is just so much more convenient.
So
we got Georgia this year, I think, right?
Yep.
Is it October or is it November?
It's in October, actually, yeah. A little bit later than normal, which is good. That'd be fun, though. The weather should be great.
Hey, that place is going to be packed.
Insane.
Not only is Georgia, but you're talking just one game.
Mr. Moody's playing today. Mr. Alberti is smart enough to not play golf. So I wish I was in your camp, but I'm not. I'm poisoned by this golf game. It has got me. It's got its hooks in me. I played with Mr. Moody before. He's a mean stick. You calling your shot today? You guys going to win? You going to carry your team to a victory?
Well.
Come on. Where's the confidence?
Let me say this. We're going to be taking a shot at it. We may not win, but.
The only way to make it fair with this guy's
a scratch golfer.
Well, you got to put him on the golds. That's the only way to make it fair with him.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen him miss a fairway. The guy hits it right down the middle. He makes everything he looks at. He's a beast. Well, you all have fun today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
It was good seeing you. Did you play offense at all? You guys were talking about going both ways because you played safety primarily, right?
Well, like.
He was an All-American halfback.
Okay.
Running back deluxe.
But did you, when you got drafted, when you were going pro, did you?
Well, I played defensive secondary and returned to punts and kickoffs for Dallas.
That's what I thought. Okay.
But in college, I played running back in the backfield with Joe Paul. I played defensive left halfback. I returned to punts and kickoffs. And I think, didn't you go deep with me? Or
in Texas A&M, I did.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, the fact that you can't remember who's back there with you, I don't feel so bad. What happened in the A&M game?
Hey, that was insulting. That was 58. The first game we won was against Texas A&M in College Station. So we lined up for the second half kickoff, and of course Moody was the star back. He was in the middle, and then we had another fast halfback on the other side, and I was on the left-hand side. So guess what? To really embarrass me completely, the kickoff guy lined up. Obviously, he was kicking to me across the field because he sure didn't want to kick to Jim Moody.
Good move.
But
so how did it come out?
I returned it to their 16-yard line.
That's right.
Showed them, didn't you?
That's hey, right. I got another question for you guys. You talk about how you played both offense and defense. How long did they give you to change from defense to offense? I mean, was it a couple minutes, or you went straight from boom?
It was just like a regular substitution. You had to get in and get out. They gave you nothing.
No
extra.
Time.
No time extra.
Yeah. So just like now, basically.
We really and truly, we really never came out of the ballgame.
How many games are you guys playing? Did you play TV games?
That's unreal.
Were you playing TV games, or did you guys have media, and you had media timeouts and all that with radio, I assume, too?
They had TV then.
Well, I know they had TV. You didn't have every game on TV like we do now, is all I mean.
No.
Did they have Rhodes? No, I'm kidding. You were riding the pigtail, though, so it is a little old school. Anyway, well, cool. Well, listen, play well today, and hopefully we can get back out again soon, too. Great meeting you, Mr. Albert. Appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
A good doctor. Appreciate it.
All right. We are at